Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Radio Free Credit Union Show, hosted by Jason Dias and Scott McKenna. Call in live anytime to talk. 646-915-9274. Welcome to the show.
I love that intro so much, I never like talking over it. Good afternoon on the East Coast, and good morning on the West Coast, and good day to everybody in between. It is Friday. Happy Friday to you. It is rainy and dreary here in New Braunfels, Texas, where we are coming to you live. My name is Jason Dias, and my co-host today, Scott McKenna, is actually on the road out there playing music and exciting the crowd, so he's not going to be with us today. He and Nike were over at the Ohio Credit Union League meeting yesterday and playing some music for the folks out there. So we've had a pretty busy couple of weeks here. The musicians have been all over the place and always a lot of fun to know what they're doing. If you want to know where to find us in the next couple of weeks, you can see the performance that we do at the Prime Alliance Cuddle show out at the Bellagio on the 6th of May. And if you're heading out to that show, we're looking forward to seeing you when you get there. Like I said, it's Friday. I hope you guys are relaxed, you folks out on the East Coast enjoying lunch and listening in, because we've got a pretty exciting show today. Because for maybe 3 or 4 weeks now, I've been struggling with what I see in the credit union world as the emerging of this really technical side of the credit union, and all the social media types and all the Twitter people and Facebook people, and of course some of the traditional things out there in the credit union world, which are still very, very relevant. And today we have a story that I think combines both of those elements just beautifully, and we're going to talk about it. Something called the Yelm Project, and we're going to talk about that. I also want to talk about things that are hot and happening in the credit union, things that are going on out there. Obviously, like many of you, I get all the email updates, I get all the headlines and things like that, and so we're going to look into that as well. Always curious to know what's going on out there in the credit union world. If you've been to some good conferences, heard from some good speakers, please let us know. We got our chat room open. And if you ever want to call into the show, you can call in live at 646-915-9274. And we got 27 minutes left on the show, and since I'm doing it by myself, we'd be happy to talk to just about anybody. Let me get back to that opening thought I had about this, what I see as two sort of, not necessarily opposing forces in the credit union world, but certainly two significant factors. You have on one hand, like I'm sure a lot of credit unions deal with, you've got that online member, you've got that person that's completely digital, comes to you via their mobile banking platform, downloads your app online or whatever, you know, can now do internet banking with an iPad and just incredible technology. And then, of course, you have the member that still wants to come in and get the personal service, the transactional banking, kind of that legacy member. And I think at the same time, we also have those generational differences in the employees. As you know, 2 weeks ago, I was at an event with the Florida CUES Council, those credit unions, and I got to tell you, it was such an uplifting event because, again, I sensed that they were using both those two worlds, sort of the new media world and the traditional stuff, very, very well. Very thoughtful, innovative things that they were doing in terms of use of online media. We talked about Innovations Federal Credit Union. I hope to get those guys on the show soon to talk about what they're doing down there. Very, very exciting stuff down there in Panama City, Florida. And then, of course, when I was talking to them, they were also telling me about some of their auto loan promotions, things that we all do, and that's obviously a big part of how we keep our credit unions' air conditioners running through the summer and keep the lights on. And just a lot of stuff going on out there in these two different areas. And the story today, the Yelm Project, I think, is a perfect example of how we can spread the word about the Yelm Project in ways that maybe we never could before, with things like this, internet radio, going out to just about anybody that can tune in. And then, of course, the traditional, going back to the 20th century themes of credit unions working together to get things done. And I think that's a pretty exciting story. Our guest today is joining us live from Oregon. He's over in a place that I know very, very well, and he works with Commercial Lending Solutions, and we're going to bring him on the show right now. So I want to wish Brett Curtis a very, very happy Friday and a big Radio Free Credit Union welcome. Hey, Brett, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Jason? Thanks for having me.
Oh, it was my pleasure to have you on the show. I know your wife is listening, so we'll dispense with any of our usual jokes and cut-ups that we often have. I know Brett very well. Brett's a Marine. He was a radio guy himself back in the day, and now he is a big part of the success we've had at Chetco Federal Credit Union with our member business loan CUSO. And that was my first question for you, Brett. Tell me a little bit about how Commercial Lending Solutions, what we often call CLS in our world, how did Commercial Lending Solutions get started?
Well, I think if you're going to talk about where it got started, you probably got to go all the way back to the beginning of Chetco Federal Credit Union. Chetco Federal has been doing commercial lending now for over 26 years, and in the credit union world, that's a legend. I mean,
I think we did our first commercial loan back in 1967.
Wow!
And I know that's a long time ago because that's the year I was born, and believe me, that's a long time ago.
Well, there's very few credit unions that do commercial lending, and even those that do commercial lending haven't been doing it, you know, maybe a decade or so. So the fact that Checo has 26 years of experience lends itself to the credit union deciding about 3 years ago to begin sharing what they've done, their experiences, their successes, their failures, develop a CUSO so that we can go out and help other credit unions who would either like to start or grow their member business lending program.
If I'm a credit union that doesn't have any member business lending, anything, like you said, just starting from scratch, what are some of the things that CLS, Commercial Lending Solutions, can do for my credit union?
Well, we can do really just about anything. We're not here to tell credit unions what they should be doing. We're here to help them with what they believe they need to be doing. So if a credit union is not doing commercial lending, we certainly can assist them in setting up their policies, their procedures, and helping them learn how to originate and work with their members to get loan applications in the front door. And then if we need to, and if they would like us to, we help them with underwriting, processing, drawing documents, ultimately funding loans. And then, of course, the biggest piece is servicing. And helping credit unions work with their members after the funding process. That's one way to help credit unions. There are a number of credit unions that have taken the approach that rather than maybe building their own originations, they'll actually look for participations and partnering opportunities where they obviously can turn investment dollars that aren't earning hardly anything today into commercial loans that, you know, potentially will give them a yield of 6 to 7 to 7.5%.
Which is obviously real significant in this economy. I was at that conference you heard me reference earlier. We did a real interesting session on the final day. Everybody got in a circle and just went around and talked about their credit unions very openly and candidly. And I got to tell you, one of the number one concerns out there in terms of financial issues was obviously the rising cost of healthcare and things like that, internal stuff that these credit unions can't really avoid. And of course, everyone's looking for ways to make some money and to earn some money. And I think with the commercial lending that we have, I know one of our board members was at a conference recently and was asked by somebody, how did you guys manage to finish the year 1.5% to the good when everybody else is struggling? And our board member said, without flinching, commercial loans.
Absolutely. I mean, if you are lending money commercially and can earn the yields that commercial loans deserve, then you have a great chance of being profitable.
Right, which in this economy, again, they've got the list out about companies that laughed at the recession, you know, USAA and some of these big Fortune 500 companies that have really grown, you know, Redbox, that video rental place you see outside McDonald's, that place is making all kinds of money. And I don't know if you could say we laughed at the recession. I certainly wasn't laughing at it, but I think the commercial lending aspect of our business has really helped Chetco Federal Credit Union stay, I think, a little ahead of the game. We are visiting with Brett Curtis. He works for Commercial Lending Solutions, the member business loan CUSO for Chetco Federal Credit Union. And so let me ask you about the YELM project. Every time I say the YELM project, I think of the Blair Witch Project. And except this isn't scary. This is something that is actually very, very exciting. Tell us a little bit about that if you can.
Well, it is exciting. And we oftentimes have to pinch ourselves. I think before I even get into the project, I think it's fair to say and share with your audience that these are the type of projects that used to never come to credit unions. And the fact that banks aren't lending gives credit unions an opportunity to really shine and show our competitive advantage. YELM is also a project that could not have been done without the collaborative effort of multiple credit unions. Because of the size of the transaction, it's hard to find a credit union that could fund a loan on its own with the cap issues and regulatory requirements that NCUA has. So the YELM project is a large Class A medical facility that's being built in YELM, Washington. Providence, who's probably one of the largest health providers in the Northwest, had done a study recently and determined that YELM was the next best place to build a medical facility. And the borrowers were looking for financing, and as we know, over the last 18 months, didn't matter what your credit was or what kind of assets you had, it was difficult to find money, particularly if it was construction. So,
oh my gosh, especially if it was construction.
Particularly, yeah. So, this organization, this group of people that were looking for financing, stumbled across Commercial Lending Solutions, and we listened to what they were trying to do. And another great part about this environment is that credit unions now can choose to be very selective. And so we were able to kind of pick from the cream of the crop, and this opportunity kind of rose to the top. We were able to work with a number of organizations in YELM, Washington. We probably been working on this for 9 months, and to see it come to fruition in February with the effort of several credit unions and potentially a couple more before the end of the month, we're able to actually fund a very large transaction for a medical facility that's desperately needed in a community that's growing.
And, you know, when you think about it, it's just so many variables there that just make so much sense. I mean, whether, you know, this is not a show that deals with political issues. There are plenty of great shows that do that. But, I mean, obviously healthcare was the big political issue of the year. But whether you're for it or against it, it is, I mean, in terms of government-funded healthcare, whether you're for it or against it, what the fact remains is that healthcare as an industry is not going anywhere. We had 80 million baby boomers out there that are going to be using this office building. And, of course, my generation coming right after them. So, I mean, I think it's just a great example of a relevant industry. And, again, like you said, something that banks really can't do. I couldn't imagine the guys at Wells Fargo calling up the guys at Chase and saying, hey, let's get in on this YELM, you know, medical office building project. When did they actually break ground for the project, or have they done that yet?
There actually was a groundbreaking ceremony done on April 3rd of this month, of this year.
This year.
So groundbreaking has just begun. It's a year project. Jim Falls, who's the CEO of Commercial Lending Solutions, was there with a shovel in hand and hard hat on, and got a lot of praise from community leaders as well as the borrowers, of course. And it's just exciting. It's exciting to be a part of regional projects like this. And as you mentioned, you won't find two banks working together to put together a loan like this. So what's really interesting is that credit unions can do that through CUSOs. And as a result, that's really our competitive advantage now and foreseeably in the future.
Well, Commercial Lending Solutions, like you said, does just about everything. I mean, in terms of getting the deal put together, all of the underwriting, all of the, I know it sounds strange to say it in 2010, but all the paperwork and everything else involved is something that we're going to handle for these credit unions. And, you know, what I like about what you said is that not only did it, what I love about this project, the YELM project, and the reason I told you off air that I think it is as significant as some of the other big buzzworthy projects that got some traction out there in the credit union world over the past 4 or 5 years. Obviously, the Young and Free, Alberta was a big deal. A lot of the concert stuff that we were doing as Eloquent Online, I thought that was a big deal. But I think this is one of those things that takes you right out of the realm of webinar or white paper or PowerPoint. This is a real project happening in a real place with real people and real money. And again, it's going to benefit the credit unions tremendously. It's going to benefit the owners of the building tremendously, not to mention the patients that are going to use the facility. And to know that when you see that financing provided by sign, I don't know if there's one out there, that it's not going to have the infuriating B of A logo or the Wells Fargo or the Chase logo on it. I think it's great. And the other thing that I think is wonderful, you said it, it kind of helped these credit unions outflank what is often the biggest obstacle to growth in the credit union world, the NCUA, the very people that are supposed to be helping credit unions. And it's not their fault, but they have a lot of regulations that I think personally are rather outdated, that are for credit unions in 1949, not 2010. And so to give credit unions the ability to not have to worry about some of the cap limits and the regulations, I think it was a big success that I just hope this gets the kind of publicity that some of those other projects did, because I think from a earnings standpoint, it's really, really significant.
Absolutely. And another neat aspect is that it's not the only one. There are other projects like Elm that we're still a part of moving forward. And it's really, as long as banks are on the sidelines, this is the window that we have as credit unions to capture, you know, market share and to do good loans for good people who otherwise would be going to banks are now coming to credit unions. And, you know, we have another project that's right behind this one that's in New Mexico. Very large facility, very large project, 65% leased by the government, which always makes for an appealing transaction.
It does these days.
It does, and this is a classic example of a transaction that would not have come to credit unions even 18 months ago, certainly 5 years ago.
Well, you just hit on something else that, again, makes it such a significant point and deserves to be highlighted. As a speaker for 8 years, I open all of my sessions with a slide that says, "History is." You know, you can change with it, or you can get changed by it. And what you just said is exactly true. There is a historical window of opportunity for credit unions that I think was left wide open in 2009 and stayed wide open because nobody crawled through it. And I think it may be halfway closing now, thanks to TARP and, again, sort of this new generation of sort of federalism that's going on with our financial institutions. But you're right. Credit unions, if they want to, can seize a fairly significant historical moment of opportunity to provide financing for things like this, where, like you said, 2 years ago, nobody would have considered credit unions for a big 36,000 square foot construction project in Washington State. Credit unions were sort of relegated to smaller things if they were doing commercial lending at all.
Absolutely. And so this is our opportunity. We're doing our best to take advantage of it, but like we mentioned earlier, it does require collaboration between multiple credit unions. So as we're out there building relationships, I think we bring an exciting element to commercial lending. Credit unions can be a part of large transactions, but they don't inherit all the risk. It's mitigated by the portion of which they participate.
Well, you just mentioned risk, and I know people kind of scoff at me when I tell them this, but it's all completely verifiable with the NCUA and everybody else that keeps a close look on us. Our loss rate since we've been doing these loans is actually pretty minuscule.
Yeah, it's you get a lot of raised eyebrows. It's Czechoslovak Federal Credit Union's loss percentage over the past 26 years is an amazing 0.006. That ought to scream at fellow credit unions that we're extremely conservative. You know, these may be large projects, but they're underwritten
meticulously.
Very
I mean,
effectively.
Yeah, it is amazing. Honestly, I don't know that the president of our credit union wants to hear us compared to them, but I've been involved with commercial underwriting procedures at some pretty big banks that you've heard of, Norwest, which became Wells Fargo, and then Wells Fargo. And I can tell you that the underwriting that we're putting into these projects is significant. If you're just joining us, we're visiting with Brett Curtis with Commercial Lending Solutions, talking about what I think is one of the biggest stories of the spring in the credit union world. I'm not sure if you're going to hear about it because we are where we are, Brett, out in the Pacific Northwest. And I didn't believe in an East Coast bias until I started hosting this show and always said good afternoon to the people on the East Coast first. But I think it is very, very exciting. And again, what I love about this project is this is not a white paper or a webinar or a speaker talking to you rhetorically about what you should do. As a speaker, I was always out there saying that what you should do is deal with the history that you've been dealt. And that companies and organizations that have traditionally done that in our country have typically succeeded. And it sounds like Commercial Lending Solutions, CLS, and the credit unions that are involved with the Yelm project are doing just that. And I think it's really, really exciting for you and for Commercial Lending Solutions and for CHETCO Federal Credit Union, but I think it's exciting for credit unions. And I look forward to keeping up with all the projects you guys are doing.
We'd like that. We'd love to get back on later and talk about the next one.
Well, the one in New Mexico is really not that far of a flight for me on Southwest Airlines. So, you know, if you want me to come out there with the gold shovel and the hard hat, I'm sure we could work something out.
You must have a hard hat, yeah.
I'm thinking we need to get some branded CHETCO hard hats out there so we can have our people looking good at these things, although it's kind of hard to fly with them. Hey, Brett, let me ask you, if somebody wants to find out more, wants to talk to you about this, how do they get a hold of you over at Commercial Lending Solutions?
Sure, that's easy. They can call us at 541-412-2536. They also can reach me directly on my cell phone, which is 541-661-3301, or visit us on the web at www.cls-llc.org.
There you go. Yep, it's www.cls-llc.org, or just look for them on the just Google them. You'll find them. Listen, we're asking all of our guests just a couple fun questions before they go. What was the last thing you listened to on your iPod or in the car?
Me?
You.
The last thing on an iPod.
Yeah, I don't know if you have an iPod, but what was the last
I'm
song
dating
you listened
myself.
To?
I probably could hear my sons, you know, probably listening to Eminem or something.
All right, I like Eminem, so that's not so bad. And then, of course, you got any big plans for the weekend? Anything crazy happening out in beautiful Southwest Oregon?
Well, we're going to have beautiful weather this weekend, and you know, when you're right on the coast and you have beautiful weather, you have to be outside. So we'll be on the beach.
All right. Well, listen, I really appreciate your time again. That's Brett Curtis with Commercial Lending Solutions. Thanks so much for being a part of Radio Free Credit Union.
Thank you, Jason.
Take care.
You're listening to the Radio Free Credit Union Show on blogtalkradio.com. Call in live to talk, 646-915-9274.
That was always a lot of fun, talking about something that is, again, not rhetorical, something that is so incredibly real and relevant that I hope folks will take some time to find out about this. I know we sent some press releases and stuff out to our favorite trade journals and publications, so keep your eyes and ears aware of the Yelm project. I would love to get up there with the guys, Scott and Ike, and maybe even do a little video work or some live music work up there, and I'll keep you guys all up to date on these projects, because again, I think this is a great example of the traditional credit union world blending very, very nicely with this new world of here we are on internet radio. If you're coming out to see us in a couple weeks at the Bellagio for the Prime Alliance Driving Home event, I don't know if they're going to play it live. It's kind of always up to the guys what songs they play, but we kind of got away from playing songs on the show. So before we get out of here, let me leave you guys with a hot track. This is one of my favorites from Scott and Ike, and this is called Hawaii.
Thank you. not the way it ever was, or the way it needs to be. You stop blaming it all on me. I've never been the one to prove you wrong.
Oh, one of my absolute favorites. Again, that's Hawaii from Scott McKenna and Nick Van Wyck off their North and Gale CD. If you get a chance, come up and meet the guys at the event at the Bellagio. Get yourself one of those CDs. I love that song because I use that when I'm exercising. And for some reason, that always gets me going. I hope you guys enjoyed the show today. I think when we bring in real credit union success stories, I think it really benefits everybody. If you are interested in some of these regional projects, I encourage you to give Brett and the guys over at Commercial Lending Solutions a call. Again, you're not dealing with just a vendor. You're dealing with a real credit union that has a lot of real experience doing member business loans and can get you where you want to be in terms of whether it's participations or document preparation, term lines of credit, mortgage loans, they do it all. SBA loans, Express loans, 7A and 504. Like I said, I have a lot of people don't know this. I've got a fairly extensive commercial banking background from my days when I was part of the evil empire of Wells Fargo Bank. And so I can tell you that from an underwriting standpoint, from a professionalism standpoint, you're going to be in good hands with the guys at Commercial Lending Solutions. Next week, join us right here. We're going to have another dynamic show for you guys to listen to. We're going to have another exciting guest. And then in a couple weeks, I'm hoping we can broadcast live from Las Vegas. And I think that'll be a lot of fun when we're out at the Prime Alliance Cuddle Show. And that's what we're doing. And then, of course, May is going to be an insanely busy month. Prime Alliance Cuddle will be at the Vermont Association of Credit Unions meeting. So we'll be all over the place. So if you're out there in credit union land, if you're tired of going to conference sessions that put you to sleep, by all means, come see ours. It is not a presentation. It is a performance. And I promise you, you're going to have a good time. One last time, if you didn't hear the entire show, you can hear it back. It's archived right after the show is over. You will see the archived edition a couple minutes after it ends. And again, I want to thank our guest today, Brett Curtis with Commercial Lending Solutions. Don't forget, you can contact at 541-412-2536. And on behalf of everybody here at Radio Free Credit Union, have a great weekend. See you next week.